just to be living at the time when our longest-serving monarch is celebrating this landmark birthday is quite a privilege in itself. So to actually be invited to be a part of her 90th birthday celebration is a huge honour. When I was commissioned by the event producer and director, Simon Brooks Ward, and the assistant producer, Simon Garrett, to compose the overture and the finale music for the event, I was just very, very excited. I immediately started to imagine the themes, the orchestration. I knew that the music would be performed live by a very large orchestra in the spectacular setting of the private grounds of Windsor Castle. That in itself was inspiring. So then added to that are the thousands of participants from around the world, the horses, and this just joyful, spectacular journey, which is going to go right from the Queen's birth through World War II, her marriage, her coronation, her love of animals and horses. This is a reign of over 60 years. The music flowed completely naturally. I think knowing that the music will be performed outdoors, it does feature a lot of brass melodies. I know that brass carries very well sound-wise across a large arena. Also, the most important inspiration for the music, of course, comes from our principal guest. I hope she enjoys the music I've written. If she enjoys it half as much as I've enjoyed writing it, then that's my job done. The album that's going to contain all of the music I've composed for the Queen's 90th birthday celebration is going to be released on May the 13th, and a donation from every CD sold will go to the Royal Society of Musicians of Great Britain. It's a wonderful charity. It helps musicians in need, whether or not they can't play anymore because they've had an accident or in financial trouble. And the Queen is the patron of the charity.